WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan School Board members and senior leadership didn't go far to choose a new assistant superintendent for business services. Taking over when Amy Draws retires in June is the district's director of business services. Board President Mark McCall was part of the unanimous vote to hire Kevin Besaw.
And I don't know if we could have found anybody that had been trained by a better person. And so we have all, I know I have the confidence there.
The board at last night's monthly business meeting promoted the position of maintenance coordinator. Superintendent Christy Whitbeck explained making that a director's position.
We currently have a director of transportation. We have a director of food services and custodial. But at the maintenance level, it's a coordinator.
Right.
It's out of sync with the level of responsibility. Yeah.
And the board approved the first pay raise in 2 years for non-teaching positions. The 2% increase applies to the minimum pay for paraprofessional, auxiliary, and administrative and professional employee groups. Voters in College Station could be asked to consider changes to the city charter. After the city council at its last meeting directed the city attorney and city secretary to start reviewing the charter, Mayor Carl Mooney told WTAW News one of the possible subjects is asking voters to return city elections to May.
Some folks think that, well, it might be a smaller group, but they're more informed in the spring. That might be an advantage to have knowledgeable people actually vote on things they know about.
Another possible question is the length of council terms, which are currently at 3 years.
There wasn't so much of an inclination to change the number of terms. Some towns, for example, have unlimited terms, all right, for council and for the mayor.
The mayor says there would be public input before any final decisions are made. A Caldwell man has been convicted of dealing methamphetamine and using children as young as five to help package the drugs. According to the Associated Press, 46-year-old Charles David Clark used his own children and other kids to package drugs. Clark was sentenced to 45 years in prison due to an extensive criminal record that includes multiple drug convictions. A Navasota man is accused of leading deputies from the Brazos County Precinct 2 Constable's office on a daytime chase yesterday on the freeway through the Twin Cities. Constable Donald Lampo says his deputies were finishing a traffic stop south of College Station when a northbound motorcycle went by at a high rate of speed.
They took out after him, paced him for a while at 100 miles an hour, and then tried to initiate a traffic stop.
Lampo says the cycle exited the freeway at the William Joel Bryan exit and crashed in the front yard of Atkinson Toyota. 20-year-old Tyler Savant, who was wearing a helmet, refused treatment for his injuries and was arrested on charges of reckless driving and evading arrest. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 59 degrees. You can text us your news tips, traffic alerts, and photos to 979-695-1620. Powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be sure to come out to Wolfpen Creek Amphitheater for the 23rd Brazos Valley Earth Day Festival on Saturday, April 21st. Celebrate the environment from 11 to 3 with local exhibitors, vendors, and demonstrations, a kids zone, field day activities, including free refreshments and snacks. Brazos Valley Earth Day is a fun, free family event. Visit BrazosValleyEarthDay.com for all event details. That's BrazosValleyEarthDay.com. We'll see you there.
Christina. Christina, Christina, Christina. Oh, and my brother, my best friend, and my mom, too. I make them wear seatbelts every time. I don't want anything bad to happen to them.
You protect the ones you love most. Shouldn't that include you, too? In 2016, 42% of Texas teens who died in crashes weren't wearing a seatbelt. So if you care about it, put a seatbelt around it. That includes you. Every rider, every ride.
Did I mention Christina?
If you love it, click it. Brought to you by TxDOT.
Hospice Brazos Valley, the only nonprofit hospice in the Brazos Valley, salutes their volunteers who are the heart and soul of their mission. Hospice Brazos Valley volunteers provide help, support, and comfort to their patients and families. Every volunteer program provides rewarding opportunities for caring people, and there's a place for you no matter what your skills are. It's easy to become a Hospice Brazos Valley volunteer. Just visit hospicebrazosvalley.org to learn more about new volunteer orientation and to RSVP, or call Rochelle York at 979-821-2266. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our our promise.
Hey, hey there. Good morning. It's 6:10. Infomaniacs, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your nationwide agent today, Mike Kilgore, at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure located to the northeast of the region this morning, responsible for the nice weather today. We'll see lots of sunshine. It'll become windy and warmer today with a high of 80 to 85. Tonight, increasingly cloudy and breezy, 60 to 65. Gulf moisture heads in tomorrow. Clouds, maybe a couple of showers, 75 to 80. Clouds tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Turning partly sunny on Thursday, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, 14th-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie baseball is back in action tonight as it welcomes interstate rival Texas State to town. Coach Rom Childress on the Bobcats.
They're coming off a sweep on the road at Georgia State, and so they've had a lot of things go their way as well this past week. So that'll be a hard-fought contest.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach Childress coming up. Also touching on some Texas Rangers and Houston Astros. And, of course, the San Antonio Spurs were out at Golden State last night. Game 2 of their first-round NBA playoff series. We'll cover all that and so much more coming up in sports.
Oh, that's great. That's now, that's a best-of-7 series, is it?
Or yeah.
Is it best
every,
of 14?
Every,
I couldn't remember.
Okay. Every basketball series is best-of-7.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Just to extend it a little bit. And then they do that weird thing where they'll play one game one place and then the next game in the other place.
Sure.
As opposed to baseball, which does it three and two.
Yeah. So the series is now tied?
No, it's Stros.
The Spurs
are down 2-0.
Oh, they're down 2-0.
They're down,
oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they'll win the next two because we have to go 7.
Yeah, have to.
We got to get it to June.
Gotta.
So now it was almost a year ago that Chelsea's first big assignment here on the Infomaniacs was to check on April every morning.
Oh yeah, you're right.
April the giraffe.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I mention that is millions of internet viewers were glued to their screens waiting for this big day when the heavily pregnant giraffe, April, gave birth to the baby. Well, that was on April the 15th. So it's a year old, I believe.
Okay. Taj.
Yeah. More than
that was the name of the giraffe?
Yeah, it was like Tajiri, which means hope or something. Yeah. They call him Taj for
born
short.
Born at 9:53 a.m. local time, his birth rapidly monitored online by more than 2 million people.
I saw it.
That's it. Harpersville, New York is where that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember the dad's name? Oliver.
Oliver.
Yeah, so
Oliver.
There.
Because I remember April was like 15 years old.
That's
Oliver
right.
was only 5.
I know, just saying.
You know what Cougar. You call a baby giraffe, right?
Okay. What?
It's a calf.
Oh, isn't that fun?
Do you know what you call a herd of giraffes?
Giraffe?
A tower.
A tower.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yep.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
Yeah, you're right. Swahili for hope or confidence.
Okay.
The baby giraffe has just celebrated his first birthday.
Oh.
So isn't that wonderful?
It is wonderful.
Did April get knocked up like the next month?
I don't remember that, no.
Pretty sure she got pregnant again.
I think you're making things up.
I don't think so.
But were they married? I mean, you know.
I don't know.
Okay, anyway. So they marked the occasion yesterday with a party, sharing the event with fans around the world and streaming the festivities live on the park's Giraffe Cam.
Oh, nice. I missed it.
I
Bummer.
Know. They kicked off the celebration at 10 in the morning, and they put them in a separate enclosure. They've got, like, their own place.
Mm-hmm.
So for now, at least mom and baby celebrating the one-year milestone together. There was a cake prepared especially for the baby giraffe. While a human one-year-old wouldn't care, they'd dig into anything, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
This treat was healthier. Cauliflower and carrots.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice.
And also, of course, giraffe chow pellets.
Okay.
Giraffe chow pellets. Because after all, you didn't know that Purina made giraffe chow, did you?
No.
Yeah. There's dog chow. There's
doesn't
cat
surprise
chow,
me.
Imagine
giraffe.
Wagging that bag through the supermarket.
It'd be fun.
Every time together. We got a lot of info.
Nation.
And maybe in the next week we'll find out more fascinating things about, like, how much giraffe chow Chaj eats every day, week, month. How often do they eat? I mean,
and I looked it up. April has four kids.
Yep.
Oh,
Taj
really?
Was the fourth. Yeah.
Man.
Autumn was born in 2013.
Wow.
She was the third.
Okay.
Are you newly engaged, planning a wedding? You're in luck. The Spring 2018 issue of Brazos Valley Bride is hot off the press and is the ultimate resource for brides-to-be. Flip through 148 pages of local content from local professionals who can help you plan the most beautiful day of your life. Find the Brazos Valley Bride Spring 2018 issue at local businesses all across the Brazos Valley or visit BrazosValleyBride.com to access our digital edition anytime, anywhere. That's BrazosValleyBride.com.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW 617. Listeners know about everything.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. A guy called to tell me giraffes don't eat very much because a little goes a long way.
Oh.
It's a joke. Down the gullet thing. I don't know.
Oh.
It goes a long way.
Could this person possibly have been a father?
Nah.
A dad joke,
yeah.
Perhaps?
It could be that. It's, well, you know, you think, I didn't realize that April had so many kids.
Yeah.
It wasn't her first rodeo. She's okay. Been through it before.
So then, you know.
But she's not pregnant, is she, Zach?
I don't think so. She's
so like.
Her and Oliver are waiting a little bit.
So, like, 3 years from now, Taj is going to go to Ancestry.com to find out all about his parents or whatever.
And no idea if Oliver's the daddy of all four either.
Well, he was only 5 years old,
that's
so
right.
I doubt
that
it.
That would make it difficult.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just like an inch.
I was like probably like 21 in giraffe years.
Like an NBA wife. Okay, it's
day
106.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
They've released the name of the newest Kardashian baby.
Oh, well, guys.
Cheater.
Cheater.
Ironically enough, its name is True.
Oh, that's
we can talk about it later.
Oh, yeah. Oh, please. I want to.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, here we go. It's day 106. We got 259 of them to go. It is blah, blah, blah day.
That works.
Okay. Blah, blah, blah day is the day that you're supposed to do all that stuff that people nag you to do.
Okay.
Okay. If you got stuff that people nag you about doing, today's the day to do it. If you don't want to do that, you can celebrate Malbec World Day.
Ooh, okay.
Which would probably be more fun than
sure.
doing stuff.
Wait, what?
It's wine, Zach.
Oh, excuse me.
Sorry.
My apologies.
Oft times comes with a cork, but not always.
Yeah.
It's Haiku Poetry Day. It's Ford Mustang Day. This is
okay.
This is when the first Ford Mustang came out. I got it here, so it's like, you know, it cost like $2,300 or whatever back in the day. So anyhow, it's a Bat Appreciation Day. I guess that's the critter, not the piece of wood.
Oh, bat. Okay.
Well, they got some of those over on Kyle Field.
Yeah, they do.
And
they
it's
do. Bats.
National Cheese Ball Day.
Ooh, I love
I do
a
like
good
cheese balls.
Ball.
It,
mm-hmm.
Of course, it also has to have some sort of covering on it.
Oh, yeah.
To, you know. Before you get to the cheese. All right, birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Rooney Mara is turning 33. She was the girl with the dragon tattoo. Of course, her sister Kate, we've talked about her on the show before. And they come from that long line of NFL royalty.
Yeah.
And their great-granddaughters are New York Giants founder Tim Mara and Pittsburgh Steelers founder Art Rooney Sr.
Right.
So there you go. Victoria Beckham is turning 44 today. Posh Spice.
Man. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Boom. Posh turning 44 today.
Yeah.
Miss Bex So she's having her birthday.
Yeah,
today.
She really made a name for herself after Spice Girls.
Yeah, doesn't she do like a clothing line and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, she does a lot of stuff, but she's also David Beckham's wife.
Yeah, so. There you go. Jennifer Garner turning 46. She's a fan of Texas A&M.
Yeah, she is.
Showed up to a game this past season. Mm-hmm. Redman is turning 48. Of course, Redman and Method Man.
Oh, yeah.
The rappers.
Of course.
And, of course, How High. That was a great movie that they made. So he's turning 48. Adam McKay, 50. He directed and co-wrote Anchorman, Talladega Nights, Step Brothers, and The Other Guys.
Boy, that's a shame.
Well, he stepped away.
Oh, good. He's going to learn to write better stories.
He was the co-writer for The Big Short, which he also directed.
Now, that was very good.
So he won an Oscar for that.
Yep.
I actually saw that one.
Yeah.
Why?
The Big Short?
I was on a plane.
Oh, okay.
And it was like a cheap rental or something on Apple. I don't know.
It's like 3 hours long.
Well, it's a very good movie. It's a very good movie.
Oh, yeah. It was good.
Got a lot of really good actors in it, too. Liz Phair is turning 51. You might recognize her from this little tune.
Why can't I breathe whenever I think about you?
I'm just saying, might need to get that checked up. Some kind of breathing problem going on with Liz Phair. So she's turning 51 today. Lila Rochon is turning 54, Waiting to Exhale, Harlem Nights, Why Do Fools Fall in Love. Norman Boomer Esiason is turning 57.
Norman.
Yeah.
That's his
first name. Okay. So there you go. And former Monday Night Football commentator as well, Sean Bean, 59. He's been in a ton of stuff. And he dies in pretty much everything, too.
Okay.
They have a whole compilation on YouTube. If you've got time, like 15 minutes.
All right.
Just all the death scenes from Sean Bean, the movies
he's
been in.
Okay.
Nick Hornby turning 61, British author of High Fidelity, About a Boy, Fever Pitch. Olivia Hussey is turning 67.
Well,
Norma Bates in Psycho 4.
Yeah.
Juliet in the 68 movie version, Romeo and Juliet.
Yep.
And Jan Hammer is turning 70, Czechoslovakian composer of the theme to Miami Vice.
Okay.
And that's all I got for birthdays.
Michael Cimbello, who gave us the world, remember Maniac? She's a maniac?
She's a maniac.
Yeah, that's the one.
That one?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, all right. And, you know, also born on this date, even though he's passed away, Rowdy Piper.
Okay.
Okay.
They live.
65, yeah. He's on tape somewhere. All right, 622.
Hey, folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, James Comey's Shameless book tour officially kicked off on Sunday, and he granted his first interview to professional Clinton sycophant George Stephanopoulos. And as to be expected, the interview was full of softball questions, sanctimonious Trump bashing, and downright hypocrisy. Now, when asked if Comey felt President Trump was unfit to be the president, well, the former FBI director replied, "Well, I don't think he's medically unfit to be the president. I think he's morally unfit to be the president." Really? Mr. Morality, James Comey, admitted he leaked classified information to the media about President Trump, a guy that exonerated Hillary Clinton months before he interviewed her or key witnesses. And he used the Clinton-funded dossier as the basis to spy on the Trump campaign. Oh, and by the way, they never verified it or corroborated it.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings for many reasons. Marlene from Ohio writes, Blinds.com is by far the most customer-friendly company. The blinds were simple to install, they look beautiful, and the quality is excellent. I highly recommend it. Just go to Blinds.com to find the perfect blind, shade, shutters, and drapes. And now through April the 22nd, you get a guaranteed 20% off when you go to Blinds.com. /Hannity. That's blinds.com/Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
Hey there, it's Reese.
And Irvy.
From the franchise concept, Reese and Herbie's.
Our patented frozen yogurt vending robots serve 7 flavors of delicious frozen yogurt.
We're officially labeled one of the hottest franchise opportunities of 2018, and you could own one.
No employees, no rent, just fully automated robots that work for you and deliver instant customer satisfaction.
Find openings in your area at froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 7676. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 7676.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. I would like to thank all of my supporters in the Republican primary on March 6. It is a great honor to be a part of the political process here in Brazos County. And now, I'm asking for your continued support in the Republican primary runoff on May 22. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk. Thank you, and God bless.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, treasurer.
Hey, good morning, 625, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Insurance fraud, it's a problem. There's always somebody trying to get rich at the expense of some company and, you know, through the insurance policy. This is the story of John Bradley Kane, age 55, from St. Petersburg, Florida. He decided he wanted to get himself a little insurance money, so in November, he retained an attorney to file an insurance claim against the Hooters.
Okay, what was the claim?
He was injured at the Hooters.
Oh.
Well, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, go big or go home.
True.
He said that what happened was one of the O's from the Hooters sign blew off the wall.
Oh.
And landed on his foot, leaving him with injuries.
Mm. It's been known to happen.
Well, I'm sure it has. I'm sure there's no doubt. He claimed that he was struck by the O that had blown off the wall during Hurricane Irma. So apparently he was...
So like the outside wall?
Well, I don't know.
He was at Hooters during the hurricane?
And I mean, there's probably a big difference as to whether or not you're inside or outside, don't you think? You
know, right.
Because how many people go, oh, here comes the hurricane, let me head to Hooters?
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, if you're going to batten down the hatches, where else?
You die happy. Anyway, he said that he needed to be reimbursed $50,000 for treatment and demanded $175,000 in total to settle the injury claim. Dang, you know what? There was a video system.
I hate when there's cameras.
That's right. The manager showed detectives surveillance video that showed that the sign fell onto the sidewalk outside, right, without hitting anybody.
Wow.
And the O remained in the exact same spot until the man identified as Kane, picked it up, and moved it to the rear door of the restaurant. Then he walked away and a short time later returned to steal it. The manager said that the man in the video was the same man who had tried to trade the sign for food and drinks, according to the affidavit. He must have been overserved. Is all I imagine
that there's some alcohol that was involved.
Anyway, so insurance fraud. The sign didn't hit him, so he'll be, I guess, going to jail. But
the sign didn't hit him, and he tried to steal it.
Yeah.
And sell it.
And then make insurance money.
I've got the right O.
It's the O for... And, he's going to keep it in his garage till he got the right price on Craigslist.
Oh, yeah.
628, let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Going to be kind of breezy today. In fact, winds gusting up to about 25 miles an hour, but it will be warm. 83 is what they're telling us. In fact, we'll be in the 80s next couple of days. Upper 70s for Thursday and Friday. A little bit of a change here on Friday night. We've got rain, 20% chance, and then Saturday looks like a pretty good chance of rain at 70%. We'll still be up in the 70s, though. And the winds and the humidity to go along with it out of the south. Right now, we've got winds out of the south at 12 miles an hour. We have fair skies out there, and it's 59 degrees.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The U.S. is examining ways to retaliate against Beijing's restrictions on U.S. providers of cloud computing and other high-tech services, effectively opening a new front on its trade offensive against China. The Wall Street Journal says the U.S. Trade Representative's office is putting together a fresh trade complaint, arguing that Beijing unfairly restricts U.S. trade in these high-tech services. The USTR, which has taken the lead in the trade fight, views China's restrictions on cloud computing as providing a clear-cut example that might garner public support. Before airing the interview with former FBI Director James Comey, ABC News made the unusual decision of releasing a full transcript of its nearly five-hour talk, including all the material that was not included in the broadcast. ABC says it was an important example of transparency that it had paid off, with the transcript becoming by far the most popular item on ABC's news website. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan School Board members addressed several personnel items at their monthly business meeting last night. Topping the list was choosing the new Assistant Superintendent of Business Services. Director of Financial Services Kevin Besaw will take over when Amy Draws retires. Besaw was introduced by Human Resources Director Carol Kuhn.
He's been here since 2012, and he has a total of 29 years in the business outside of school experience. So he's got the school edge, finance side, and the business side as well.
Another recommendation approved by the board was increasing minimum pay next year for three groups of non-teaching employees. Kuhn says it's the first raise in 2 years for the paraprofessional, auxiliary, and administrative and professional employee groups.
And so we're asking that the attached pay groups are reflective of approximately a 2% increase in the minimum pay amounts for these people. And we have to do this before the budget is adopted and the recruiting process really gets really busy.
And the board made the district's maintenance coordinator to a director to be consistent with the directors of food service, transportation, and custodial services. This November's general election could include College Station voters considering changes to the city charter. Mayor Carl Mooney says one possibility is making council terms longer.
Is 3 years really enough? Or is it at 3 years, is particularly a new council member really just understanding everything that it is that he or she should be doing and what their responsibilities are and how to respond?
Another possible question is returning city elections to May, which the mayor acknowledged would be at a higher cost.
Somewhere between $35,000 to $40,000 for the city to have its own independent election, whereas if we tag on in November, as we're currently doing, we're just merged in with everybody else who's having an election at the same time.
No time frame was given for when the city secretary and city attorney will submit their recommendations to the council. A Robertson County man who was the subject of a Silver Alert search was found safe in Galveston. 88-year-old William, also known as Howard Honey, was found by Galveston police, according to Robertson County Sheriff Gerald Yezik. The discovery was reported about 9 hours after Honey was reported missing from his home yesterday. Burleson County prosecutors report a Caldwell man who was convicted of dealing methamphetamine used his own children and other kids as young as five to package the drugs. The Associated Press reports 46-year-old Charles David Clark was declared a habitual offender due to an extensive criminal record. That contributed to Clark's punishment, which included a 45-year prison sentence. Brazos County deputy constables were involved in a high-speed pursuit around lunchtime yesterday that began on Highway 6 south of College Station and ended in Bryan when a motorcycle crashed in the front yard of Atkinson Toyota.
Always a fine line when you're dealing with a high-speed pursuit.
Yes, very fine line on a high-speed pursuit. Yes, it's
especially on a motorcycle. That's a scary situation.
Precinct 2 Constable Donald Lampo says the motorcyclist who was wearing a helmet refused treatment at the scene before going to jail.
My officers were on 6 South of College Station. They were finishing up on a traffic stop when a motorcycle came by them at a high rate of speed.
The driver, 20-year-old Tyler Savant of Navasota, was arrested on charges of reckless driving and evading arrest. An arrest has been made in Austin following a mass shooting threat at the University of Texas.
University of Texas at Austin police have arrested a man who is accused of threatening to shoot at least 200 people on the campus. School police and Harris County deputies arrested 23-year-old Sean Evan Haddon. He has been charged with making a terroristic threat. Haddon also told dispatchers he had placed a bomb in the police department, but police say that claim was false. He is being held on a $300,000 bond, and a Travis County district judge has approved 2 search warrants related to his arrest.
Alyssa Wolf reporting. And today is the 5-year anniversary of the explosion that rocked the city of West. 15 people were killed and 150 homes damaged when a fertilizer plant exploded like a bomb. But Mayor Tommy Muska says if you go to Ground Zero today, you couldn't tell.
We still have a couple of little signs, you know, little fences that are still kind of walkie-jawed. But mostly, 99% of the city, there's no sign.
Muska says emotionally, the town is still recovering. A memorial will be held tonight, and he says from now on, they'll only have an event every 5 years to remember those who were killed. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 59 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. That number is 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 37. Drink lemon juice to lower your blood pressure. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Looking for sweeter ways to manage your high blood pressure? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org and schedule your wellness visit with CHI St. Joseph Health today.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 21st, learn about weed control in pastures. Controlling pasture weeds is one of the best ways to increase forage production for your livestock. And plant identification, product selection, timing and methods and rates of application are all critically important. Come learn about it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining.
But
there, that's better. Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as 1 in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Good morning, 638. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Do some weather. Brought to you by United Roofing. Need a new roof due to recent high winds and hail damage. For over 40 years, United Roofing has been your roofing insurance claim specialist. You don't have to call an 800 number for United. They are local. Call the pros, 846-ROOF, or visit unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine again today, but it turns breezy and warmer. Temperatures, they'll be anywhere from 80 to 85 later this afternoon. Overnight, clouds will start to increase. It'll be breezy, mild. Lows overnight, 60 to 65. Cloudy tomorrow with a chance of a couple of showers. Highs, 75 to 80. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Turning partly sunny Thursday, highs, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, 14th ranked Fighting Texas Aggie baseball. I think I just combined two words there. Aggie baseball is back in action tonight. It welcomes interstate rival Texas State to town. Coach Rob Childress on the Louie Belina Show yesterday.
They're coming off a sweep on the road at Georgia State, and so they've had a lot of things go their way as well this past week. So that'll be a hard-fought contest.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach Childress coming up, also touching on some NBA playoffs as well as Major League Baseball, all that and more coming up in sports.
So did he talk about getting kicked out of the game?
Yeah, Louie actually asked him some questions about that, yeah. And asked him kind of, what do you do when you get kicked out of the game? And he said, well, you know, I tell everybody on
plays
the radio.
Fortnite?
Right. Yeah, yeah, I'm sure okay. Coach Childress yeah. plays Fortnite. Right. He says, well, you know, I tell everybody how much I enjoy mowing my own lawn.
Yeah.
So maybe everybody asks me if I go back and I just mow after that. But I imagine he goes up to his office and watches it there. At
yeah.
least to the home games.
Well,
he
and
has
they text and all that.
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, now, you can't do that. That's not good, right?
What are you talking about?
Well, isn't the penalty is that you leave the ball game and you can't be an active participant, right? Oh. If you're ejected.
Well, and I don't know if they do text, honestly. I don't think that very well might not be allowed. That you mentioned that.
Yeah. The rules of baseball is now yeah. added texting.
But I think his office, I think he's got like he can see the field from his office.
Oh, kidding.
So he just, yeah,
right.
he just hangs out up there.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. It worked out.
Send smoke signals.
Yeah, there you go. Put stuff up in the window.
Bunt here.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, we talked about this yesterday. Just to remind you that the Supreme Court is looking at you having to start paying taxes for online stuff, okay? Because there are a lot of states arguing that you know, they need money that they're not having to, you know, that they're not getting right now because you're buying stuff on Amazon and they're not getting the sales tax money.
More than 40 states want the Supreme Court to overturn a long-standing precedent that businesses don't pay sales tax in states they don't have a brick-and-mortar presence. What it means is many online retailers like home goods company Wayfair can avoid charging the tax. Larger companies like Macy's, Target, and Walmart with stores in most states do collect sales tax online. A couple of years ago, South Dakota passed a law requiring online sellers to collect sales tax in its state, a law the state can't enforce without a win at the Supreme Court. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
So they'll just hear it. You know, they hear it, then they sit around and talk about it. They, you know, go eat lunch and chat and stuff, and then they'll announce it months down the road. But just know that could be coming.
And the man needs his pound of flesh,
and
Scott.
And it only matters if you buy stuff online.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, nobody does
Nobody does that.
Yeah, so it just, you know, could
interesting.
Be.
Interesting.
All right. All right. Also, this has been quiet for a while, but it looks like Dallas is about to take down that six-story high Confederate monument that was a big deal about 6 or 7 months ago.
Yeah. The Confederate monument has stood for 122 years, but it now appears the Dallas City Council will vote to tear it down. A resolution calling for the demolition and removal of the Confederate monument is on the agenda for the council's April 25th meeting. Just last month, city staff recommended leaving the monument where it is, but adding historical context. The push to remove the monument started last year after the deadly riots in Charlottesville, Virginia, led to tense protests here. Soon after, the city removed the Robert E. Lee statue, but the discussion about removing the Confederate monument has taken longer.
There you are. The Russian government being blamed by senior British and U.S. officials for a series of coordinated cyber attacks, okay? Officials say that Russian hackers have been attacking network devices used by government, private industry, internet service providers, and others. What's the U.S. response? Well, the White House cybersecurity coordinator, we all know it's Rob Joyce, but we'll tell you a few who didn't know, told reporters yesterday, quote, "When we see malicious cyber activity, whether it be from the Kremlin or other nation state actors, we are going to push back." Well, what does that mean? We're going to go hack them?
Pretty much. You hack us, we'll hack you back.
Right, yeah, that's fine.
Hack back.
Because once again, yeah, it comes out of some country that is not nearly as technologically advanced as we are, and how are we going to really crush them?
Mm.
Look, if the grid goes down, if your lights go off because of a hacking incident, Yeah, think about what this town would be like if the power went off for the entire, both cities,
okay,
for like three consecutive hours during the day. Mm-hmm. Just tell me what would happen. People would go nuts.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't care if it comes from the Russians. The important thing is, why aren't we making sure it doesn't happen? I don't care where it comes from. Just make sure it doesn't happen. But if you talk to people who know about that kind of stuff, they don't.
Maybe
say,
they won't hit the Texas grid.
Yeah.
They'll just hit the east and west.
That's right. Let those people worry about
it.
We'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh, sure we will. Because, you talk to people in that business, and they don't chuckle and go, oh, everything's okay.
Everything's fine. Yeah, it's all fine.
Just, until it's not.
Yep.
Just letting you know. All right, let me see. Oh, so the reporter may be part of the news. You've heard about this Michael Cohen, president's personal attorney.
Yeah.
And that whole thing about how the FBI sees stuff out of his office and his home and his hotel room. Well, it appears that there are other people involved in this case. An unnamed third client may, in fact, be Sean Hannity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So see how that works out.
And Hannity tweeted out yesterday, I think it was yesterday, that he had sought advice from Cohen but never employed him.
Oh.
I don't know.
They were just chatting about stuff.
Yeah, they were just talking things over.
All right. Okay, so now it suddenly looks like the Republicans may be able to hold on to the House of Representatives after all. New ABC Washington Post poll shows that a previous 10-point Democrat lead in the congressional races is now down to about 4 points.
Mm.
And just 3 months ago, the Democrats held a strong double-digit lead. Now they're saying as long as it's within one percentage point or a single-digit percentage, then the Republicans have a chance to hold on to the House. So we'll see. But Mitch McConnell's out there doing his job. You know, Mitch is he's the majority leader of the Senate. He got that hemp bill out we were talking about last week. He's introduced that legislation to legalize hemp as an agricultural product. Now, that's not marijuana. That's hemp, okay? So we'll have more hemp clothes out there.
There's a difference.
Yep. A federal watchdog yesterday said the Environmental Protection Agency violated the law with its okay to pay for a soundproof booth for Scott Pruitt's personal office. Like, what, a giant cone of silence?
Right.
Here, step into my soundproof booth. Now, they said that they spent $43,000 on the privacy booth, whatever that means, which violates the Congress has a law.
That sounds so sketchy.
It does. What does a privacy booth
mean? Come into my privacy booth.
And what is it that you need to be talking about that shouldn't be public record?
Right.
You could do that when you're not in the office, okay? When you're in the office, you talk about stuff that you're supposed to.
Peace and carrots, right,
man? Yeah, anyway. The law apparently caps office redecorations and refurnishings at $5,000 without prior notice to lawmakers. You can't do anything in Washington for $5,000.
No.
Yeah, you bring in a lamp for $5,000 in Washington. But anyway, so we'll see if we can find out more about Scott Pruitt's privacy booth. That could be a good story.
Right.
647.
Why wait until your pest issues become a pest? One call does it all. Hassle-free, guaranteed residential year-round pest control from award-winning Swoboda Pest Control. Only $25 per month. Google Swoboda. Protect your home against roaches, rats, mice, spiders, silverfish, scorpions, pantry pests, and some ants. Guaranteed with just one phone call and $25 per month. Google Swoboda. Remember, year-round pest control coverage for only $25 per month.
It's all always a great day at Swoboda Pest and Termite Control.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 21st, learn about weed control in pastures. Controlling pasture weeds is one of the best ways to increase forage production for your livestock, and plant identification, product selection, timing, and methods. Methods and rates of application are all critically important. Come learn about it this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Without question, the first year in new trees and shrubs' lives will be their most difficult. It's tough making that transition from the sheltered surroundings of a plant farm somewhere to the exposure of a Texas landscape. What might otherwise be a bulletproof performer in our soils and our heat can otherwise succumb to the issues. You hold the key. You are the lifeguard. The first year is critical to your new plants. I'll explain right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-752. Grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. When you set out new plants, you want to start with healthy, vigorous specimens. That's easy to determine. At this time of year, container-grown plants will have all of their roots intact, so they should make the move without blinking. Bald and burlap plants, on the other hand, have been dug with some loss of roots back in the winter. They sometimes suffer setback. Look for plants that have a full complement of leaves that are full-size for the species. That usually won't happen with bald and burlap plants, but come as close as you can. Now, you want to transport your plants home carefully. Pad trees' trunks so they won't be rubbed and damaged by your car trunk. Wrap and secure top growth with an old sheet or a piece of nursery shade fabric. If it's exposed to a 10-mile-an-hour wind on the highway, a tree will burn badly and all the new growth will be lost. Carry it by its soil ball, not by the trunk, and plant it immediately when you get home. Dig the planting hole carefully. It should be no deeper than necessary to accommodate the root ball, but it can be wider. Unless you're preparing the entire planting bed for ground covers or low shrubs, it's usually not necessary to go to heroic proportions by adding peat moss or bark mulch or compost around new trees. They're going to have to grow into that soil anyway. You might as well let them start out there. Water is the critical issue. Water the new plant immediately after you plant it. Water it deeply. Soak the soil ball, and you can add a root stimulator if it's a plant that was dug with some loss of roots. And then remember that for this first summer, your sprinkler system alone will not be sufficient, maybe even for the second summer. The porous soil in which the plant was grown in the nursery will dry out far more quickly than native Texas soils. So your new plant will be dry while all the other established plants around it are still wet. You'll look out in your landscape and your lawn and say, well, I don't think it's time to water yet. Meanwhile, the new plants are crying out for help. Schumard red oaks, live oaks, chinkapin oaks, and Chinese pistachios have very thin bark. Protect their trunks for the first couple of years against sun scald and borer invasion by wrapping them with paper tree wrap from the nursery or the hardware store. This is non-negotiable. New oaks, new Chinese pistachios, wrap those trunks from the ground to the lowest limbs. You get one good chance to establish your new tree perfectly vertically, so stake and guy it so it will keep it plumb. You don't want to take a chance because if it tilts, you have to dig and reset it and start everything over again. I'm Neil Sperry, making your patio enjoyable in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, it's 6:53. 14th-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie baseball is back in action tonight as it welcomes interstate rival Texas State to town. Coach Rob Childress joined the Louis Bellina Show on the Zone yesterday to talk about the Bobcats.
Ty Harrington and his staff do a great job. Texas State, we always have a close game with those guys, and I would expect tomorrow to be no different. They're coming off a sweep on the road at Georgia State, and so they've had a lot of things go their way as well this past week. So that'll be a hard-fought contest. We'll go Chandler Joswak again and several guys seen out of the bullpen behind him.
Coach Childress and the guys have been on a roll of late, grabbing six straight wins. Meanwhile, the Bobcats have a modest winning streak of their own with three straight victories. First pitch is tonight at 6:30 at Bluebell with broadcast over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. The San Antonio Spurs find themselves in a 2-0 series hole following last night's 116-101 loss to Golden State. That was a cold shooting night for San Antonio, which made just four of its 28 three-point attempts. Here's Coach Greg Popovich.
You know, both teams are going to make mistakes here and there, and that's fine. But the ball has to go in the basket, and that's the difference in the ballgame. They shot 50% from three, and I don't know what we shot, 14%, 4-for-28 or something like that. That's tough to overcome. But I was really happy with their execution and their aggressiveness, and hopefully we'll keep that and stick together. But you got to make shots.
LaMarcus Aldridge put up 34 points and 12 rebounds for the Spurs, who continue to play without the services of Kawhi Leonard, who was cleared to play by team doctors back in February. Kevin Durant scored 32 points, and Klay Thompson chipped in with 31 for Golden State, which doesn't seem to be hampered by the absence of an injured Stephen Curry. Martin Perez was roughed up for 8 runs, 7 earned, and just 4 innings of work as the Texas Rangers fell to the Tampa Bay Rays last night 8-4.
I think I throw too many strikes, and the time that I don't need to throw strikes, and they got me games. So just trying to figure out how to get my rhythm back and, you know, keep pitching. I've been before in this situation, and I know that I'm going to be, you know, good and be available to help the team win.
And that's Perez after the loss. Joey Gallo and Nomar Mazara each went deep for Texas, which will square off against the Rays again tonight at 6:10 in Tampa. 2015 AL Cy Young Award winner Dallas Keuchel is now 0-3 to start the season, following Houston's 2-1 loss to the Seattle Mariners last night. Now, Keuchel was the hard luck loser on the mound, allowing 2 runs on 6 hits and 8 innings of work.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, D wasn't trying to do too much with the ball, and I mean, I felt like we were playing pretty deep on him. If I make a mistake and hits it over somebody's head, then I'm fine with that. But it's just, that was just bad luck. Got to make my own luck next time.
Now, the Stros offense continues to sputter as it scored just 1 run for the second straight game. Look to right the ship tonight when they face the Mariners again at 9:10 at Safeco. And defensive end David Irving is returning to the Dallas Cowboys after signing a $2.9 million one-year offer as a restricted free agent. The Cowboys could have matched any offer for Irving after giving him a second-round tender. And that's been your Morning Sports Update, brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
To all you good folks in the Brazos Valley affected by the recent hailstorm, have you been inundated with flyers from roofers you've never heard of before? The truth is, these guys weren't here before the storm, and like previous storms, they won't be around when the storm work is over. There are plenty of good local roofing contractors in the Brazos Valley to choose from. But if you want the best, call Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
April means you save on all Hayward products at the Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. As district clerk, my primary responsibility will be service to the courts. I will be a full-time district clerk, working daily with the courts to improve the current processes and ensure the district clerk's office is doing all of its duties assigned by law. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk in the primary runoff elections on May 22nd.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, treasurer.
You put your mower through a lot. All that back and forth on all those acres can add up to thousands of miles. Gravely mowers are built for all-day performance, helping you get the job done season after season. And right now, you can get 0% financing on all Gravely zero-turn mowers. Head to ASAP Equipment at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road today. ASAP Equipment, your local independent Gravely dealer. Hurry, at 0% financing, these mowers won't last long. Gravely, built to mow the distance.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. The 19-year-old spring breaker thought it would be cute. Stories never end well when it starts that way.
No.
Thought it'd be cute when he was caught with a beer to tell the deputy a different age than he really was. Deputy asked how old he was. The 19-year-old said, 12.
Okay, usually you round up to 21 older.
He thought that would be cute.
Right.
And then he said a magic nasty word to the deputy, and that's when the deputy arrested him.
Yeah.
Yeah, once again.
You can't lie, and you can't say nasty words.
No.
Your education...
Law enforcement doesn't like
that. No, they don't. Your education continues during spring break. That's what it's there for. All right, let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated Malik. Feel the difference. Going to be 83 or so today. Winds gusting up to about 25 miles an hour, down to 62 tonight. Then the 80s the next couple of days, and we'll kind of warn you, it looks like a 70% chance of rain on Saturday. 59 right now at 7 o'clock. O'Brien Broadcasting Station, News Talk 1620, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.